The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Mirror Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Monday, the 18th of May, 7:05 in the morning. The news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, buddy. Thanks so much for your help on Friday.
Oh, yeah. It was a blast. I had fun.
Well, you know, and what I'm talking about, besides just as usual outstanding work, he and Ben and I went down and took all the chairs and tables and wired in our power. I say wired. We laid the extension cords, but we had to take them out of the IOF. Take them across the sidewalk, tape them down.
Yeah.
And that's what Ben was doing. He did a great job. And then along the gutter into where we were sitting.
Right.
And when we got there Friday, somebody had plugged into it. Our line had been plugged into it.
Oh, no.
And I went over to another station.
Oh, man.
So what I did was I unplugged it. And plugged in ours, but we also have an extension cord with a bunch of outlets on it.
Right,
so
right.
So I plugged them in, so they'd have power too. Yeah. Well, you know what? Others, you know, one time we came to a spot, and one of the other stations let us use their battery.
Oh, that's nice.
Their battery pack, because there was no electricity around.
There's
no problem. We all get along. There's no problem there. And then laid out the tablecloth.
Right.
And put up all the equipment. And then we were trying to figure out that one thing. We've been able in the past to be able to hear our producer talk to us. But for the last couple of times, we haven't. And I didn't know. No, frankly, I had no idea what was causing that. And but you figured it out.
I did.
What did it turn out to be?
Well, we use Google Meet. To communicate, you have to turn the mic on in Google Meet so that you can hear me and the news and the commercials.
And you didn't. And then when you saw that, you turned it on and everything worked.
Everything was fine.
Yeah, boy. Anyway, our equipment. When you think about it, it used to be you'd have to take a van and you'd have to take a Marty and set up an antenna and all this equipment.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And when we first started. We started looking. We had some really bright, well, we still have bright guys. But in this case, it was Jim Bremer and Bob Belongi. And they found this. They found a mixing board that would hook in and transmit via the Internet back to us. So we'd walk in there with literally a gym bag with our gear and set it up while everybody else is trying to set up all their vans and everything. And it worked perfectly.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, we're still doing that, and they are, too, now. In fact, some of them have got pieces of equipment I'm looking at. I'm going, what's that? You know? So, but it's still, we can carry all of our gear easily. One person can.
Oh, yeah.
To transmit a whole show.
Yeah.
Yeah, to have a whole show. But thank you very much. And then you came down afterwards and picked up all the
gear and
we're all carrying something. But then you went back and got the extension cord.
Yeah,
that was the big thing.
Oh, not a big problem at all.
Well, thank you very much. Do we have a national day today?
We only have one worth talking about: National Cheese Soufflé Day.
Okay, I can go with that. Hey, the pancake breakfast. If you didn't hear us. Talking about it on Friday was another huge success. Thousands of people coming through there. Tens of thousands of pancakes.
There was a lot. A
lot of pancakes.
They should count one year.
They do. They said they had go up to 25,000 pancakes.
Okay.
And, can cook up to that much. I mean, they started at midnight, and they start the batter going.
Wow.
And then there's got to be, what, 40 cooking stations?
Yeah.
At least 40, maybe more.
Yeah.
So, at least 40. And so, I mean, the crowd's always moving through, and we've got volunteers to pick it up. You know, you don't think about trash. When you're at the rodeo, trash is huge, and we have a whole team that does nothing else. These volunteers, I think they're volunteers. They may be paid. This group may be paid. But they are there emptying. I mean, it is continuous.
Oh, yeah.
You know, by the time they finish their area and take the trash back, they come back and they do it again because there's a lot of trash.
Yeah.
A lot of vendors. So I have my annual corn dog.
At the rodeo.
I have to have a corn dog. Now, here's the problem. When you put ketchup on a corn dog and you don't have enough napkins and you have a mustache.
You got some problems.
You got a problem. You got a problem there. End up in the bathroom washing your face. Rodeo itself was just magnificent, my friends. And, you know, I probably, you know, many of you that are listening probably went to it. And then each night seemed to grow. Wednesday night was wonderful with the Native American Appreciation Night, the dancing and all this. Family night was even larger. As many people as were there Wednesday night, Thursday was sold out, Friday was sold out, and Saturday was sold out. And but the funny thing is, around 9 o'clock on family night, there's a lot of families walking out of there because kids, the little kids, they're carrying them out. They are passed out. So they're taking them home. And that was Thursday. And then Friday night, it was getting a little raucous. And then Saturday, whoa. It was like, oh, my goodness. A lot of people there. Great rodeo. Super fireworks. Honoring, it's our 250th birthday, of course, of our country, and honoring veterans. Veterans carried flags out, and then we ran out, and the association ran out. We had a big flag, giant flag, and we ran out with that and held that out. And yeah, it was just a fine event. And big thanks to the Reading Rodeo Association and all the volunteers it takes to help put this on. Reading Rodeo Auxiliary, Reading the Reading Rodeo Women's Association.
I saw they have a display down
historical
of where.
At the historical building
exactly.
Down here. We did we honored our fallen members, ones that have passed during the year, with the a horse out, right? You know, riderless horse. And, you know, announced the names of those who have passed. No big incidents, no big accidents. One cowboy got his bell rung real good on Saturday. They were concerned, you know, and they carried him off the field. He was moving his arms and his legs and was talking, but they got him back into the Justin Sports Medicine facility, which is a big trailer with about $500,000 or more worth of stuff in there. X-rays, the whole things, and doctors. We have doctors from our local doctors who have volunteered, and nurses, and plus the regular crew that's in there. And he was up and walking in a few minutes that. Yeah, I think he probably had a concussion, which he'll probably say, oh, okay, fine, can I ride again? Justin Sports Medicine is provided free to every rodeo, and it's paid for by Justin Boots. $1 or $2 from every set of boots they sell goes to support this thing. Yeah, man, that's important that people know that.
Did they have the where the handicapped kids get to ride the horses?
Oh, we did that. That was Special Kids Day. That was Monday, and that was just beautiful. 250 kids, maybe more.
That's amazing.
Showed up. We were leading horses around. We get there about 8. And some earlier, of course, we hire people to come in and set up all these tents and the platforms. and put out all, and, but we put out all the chairs. So on Saturday, we were putting out, gosh, I don't know. I want to say, well, 2,000 chairs.
Wow.
Something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Just chairs. They go into the boxes and then out there in the arena and then and every place that needs chairs, we put chairs there. And then the kids came, just had a wonderful time.
That's awesome.
And they get ice cream. And,
oh, nice.
And there's a, I think there's somebody there giving them, snow cones. And then we have mule wagon rides.
You know,
And that was backed up. And so every child got a chance to ride if they wanted to, at least once, some of them two or three times.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was Special Kids Day, of course. And then the bank robbery, Brian Barner, Chief Brian Barner, and Carla, Carlene Nevers from Deja Vu and Carlene's. Were the bandit and the sidekick, Lone Stranger and sidekick, and they were discovered, and the loot was discovered out there on the river trail someplace. Okay. Well, look, let's take a quick break, and I think we've got Anne-Marie joining us.
Okay.
So we'll be right back. Baby, forgive me not, forgive me not, forgive me not. Oh, really, don't forget me. Baby, forgive me not, forgive me not, forgive me not. Oh, really, don't forget me.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisader locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Get our early bird AC tune-up special now. Call Alliance at 2212-642.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta County deserves local elections we can trust, not gimmicks, rhetoric, or smoke and mirrors. Trust isn't a slogan, it's earned. For 17 years, Joanna Francisca has worked in the elections department, helping ensure ballots are counted accurately, processes are followed, and our local elections run smoothly. She understands the laws that protect your vote and the responsibility that comes with it. And when changes didn't make sense for Shasta County, Joanna spoke up and pushed back, because protecting the integrity of our elections matters. This isn't about politics. It's about integrity. It's about experience. And it's about making sure every vote in Shasta County is handled with honesty, care, and accountability. Shasta County deserves steady leadership and proven experience that protects our vote. Let's come together on this and keep our local elections strong. Vote Joanna Francisca for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Francisca. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Francisca for County Clerk 2026.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk, Reed, with Carl and Linda Bott. Monday, the 18th of May, 7:21 in the morning. And I forgot to do the weather, so I'm going to do the weather real quick. Today, sunny with a high near 84 and a red flag warning with wind gust as high as 26 miles per hour. And that wind starts dropping off there. And then the rest of the week, it's going to be in the 90s, my friends, starting tomorrow with 90. Wednesday, 93. Thursday, high near 97. 95 on Friday. Saturday, 94. And Sunday, 93. All day sunny and hot. So, here's your warning for the week. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a Anderson-based business, family-owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Shasta Gas Propane provides outstanding service to their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And on the phone is Anne Marie with our community calendar, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. And you can reach them at 530-224-2345. Anne Marie, it's you.
Good Monday morning, everyone. And going into that sunny weather is perfect for today's National Day. Today, Monday, May 18th, is National Sun Responsibility Day, reminding us all that the importance of daily sunscreen and protective clothing when enjoying those outdoor activities. Wednesday is National Rescue Dog Day. Friday, May 22nd, is National Maritime Day, honoring America's merchant marines. And this Friday is also National Poppy Day, which occurs annually on the Friday before Memorial Day. The red poppy honors our fallen and reminds us all that freedom is not free. This Sunday, May 23rd, is Aviation Maintenance Technician Day, recognizing the folks that work behind the scenes to make aviation possible. Just a few dates to note this week. As we begin our community calendar, there has been an urgent notification put out by the Friends of the Shasta Lake Animal Shelter that the shelter is beyond capacity. Space is full. If you are thinking about adopting a pet, now is the great time to check them out. The Shasta Lake Animal Shelter is located at 3025 Ashby Road. For adoption information, please visit cityofshastalake.gov. Online, and also Friends of the Shasta Lake Animal Shelter, Shasta Lake, PA, on Facebook. Well, last week, we checked out the Visitor Center at Shasta Dam, which is open to the public. They provide a spectacular view of Shasta Dam, and you can watch a short movie on its history and learn more about the vital role Shasta Dam plays to the Central Valley and the agricultural needs of the area. The Visitor Center has a gift shop, and you can even enjoy a tour, which we plan to do the next time we visit. Shasta Dam Visitor Center is located at 16349 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake. Call 530-247-8555 for more details. Shasta County Fire Safe Council is offering a free curbside chipping program for area residents. The goal of this program is to help residents in reducing hazardous fuels and improve defensible space around homes. Depending on where you live, there are certain enroll-by dates for the program. The next deadline to register is May 31st. The May 31st deadline applies for those in Shingletown, Whitmore, and Manton. You can enroll for this free program by visiting ShastaFireSafe.org or call 530-360-0120. You can also view the program flyer on their Facebook page, Shasta County Fire Safe Council. Turtle Bay Garden Nursery is hosting a spring plant sale happening now through May 30th. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. 20 to 30% off all plants at 1100 Arboretum Drive in Reading. More details at turtlebay.org. During the month of May, ride your bike to the Reading Farmers Market and receive a free market bag while supplies last. Saturdays behind City Hall, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon, and on Sundays by the Sundial Bridge, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Help celebrate Bike Month during the month of May. Softball registration is now open with Special Olympics, and all skill levels are welcome. Registration runs May 15th through June 5th. You can register at sonc.org and view the flyer on the Special Olympics Shasta County Facebook page. The Veterans Connect program is back at the Reading Library. The program will be available every first and third Tuesday of the month from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., so look for the program this Tuesday. Veterans and their families can learn about valuable local resources, veteran-focused events, and more. The Reading Library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. The Shasta County District Attorney's Office will host a two-day food drive this weekend on Saturday and Sunday from 8 a.m. to 12 noon at Save Mart in Reading on Churn Creek Road. All the food from this donation will go to Dignity Health Connected Living for our local elders in need. Donation items requested are canned vegetables, canned meat, soups, pastas and sauces, dry cereals, nuts, non-perishable milk, oils, and cooking supplies. More details on this weekend's food drive can be found at the Shasta County District Attorney's Facebook page, and they are also accepting food donations through June 11th at their office in Reading at 1355 West Street, Mondays through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Everything donated helps our local elders in need. Elder Abuse Awareness Month is observed during the month of June, and World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is June 15th. Again, more details on the Shasta County District Attorney's Office Facebook page. On Saturday, May 23rd, look for the 34th annual car show at Pitt River Casino in Burney from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission for spectators is free. There will also be food vendors on site during the event, located at 20265 Tamarack Avenue in Burney. More details can be found on the Burney Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. This weekend, the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair will take place at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, located at 1890 Brick Street in Anderson. Event times are Saturday, May 23rd, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday, May 24th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Adult tickets are $17. Kids 11 through 17 are $15. And those 10 and under are free with paying adults. More details on the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair Facebook page. Tickets are on sale now for Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge in Reading. Open on select dates now through June 28th. 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. More details at turtlebay.org. Now, I will be off for the next two Mondays, but wanted to remind everyone about the annual Memorial Day ceremony at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery next Monday, Memorial Day, starting at 11 a.m. The Northern California Veterans Cemetery is located at 11800 Gas Point Road in Igo. Also next week, look for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council's annual memorial service at the Veterans Memorial Grove in Redding at 700 Auditorium Drive. This event will be held on Saturday, May 30th, starting at 11 a.m. Both events are open to the public. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Catch everyone in a couple of weeks. Till next time.
Hey, thank you very much, Anne Marie. So much appreciated. Oh, we will, and have a welcome time off there. So. Okay, it's 7:30, and we're going to take a quick break and come back, and we've got a number of stories that I'd like to share with you when we come back, and starting with the Shasta County DA's problems.
Well, sometimes I feel I've got to run away, I've got to get away from the pain you drive, and to love me the love.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Vote Paul Salisbury for Congress. At 2 in the morning, he gets calls most people never hear. He's worked in crisis. He's sat with families on their hardest nights, in emergency response,
in aviation,
and now in mental health. Right now, parents are having to choose between groceries and medicine. Veterans are waiting for months for care. Rural hospitals are struggling. Communities are divided. Too many people feel unseen. We need safer communities, affordable health care, and a government that understands what families are going through. We don't fix this by screaming louder. We fix it by listening. Paul Salisbury is running for Congress to serve people, not political parties. From the Redwoods to the Ranchlands, forward together.
I'm Paul Salisbury, and I approve this message. Paid for by Paul Salisbury for Congress.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at readingbarbecue.com.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world,
including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Good morning, everybody. And today, the 18th of
May.
Ooh, how'd that happen? So quick. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading with watch repairs, stone cutting, jewelry design. Great selections of jewelry at very fair prices. Super people down there. Been in the business here over 30 years. Locally owned, locally operated. Four Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. There's reasons for that. Like I said, really cool people working down there. Great selections of jewelry of all kinds at very fair prices. And much more. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. DA's office is in deep, as we would say in the Marine Corps, kimchi. They're losing, five or six prosecutors by June. There's going to be something like five prosecutors leaving by June, leaving the number in the office to 16, and they're supposed to have 28 attorneys. Six are leaving in June, leaving 16 lawyers to take care of 28 positions, almost double. Why? Pay's not competitive, benefits aren't competitive, and there's a level which is unmanageable, it's untenable, and it's going to ultimately spell something not great for victims of crime, said one of the DAs that are leaving. And it's not even close. I mean, somebody starting off here starts off at like $84,000 a year. And you can start off, though, in Butte County at $142,000.
Wow.
Okay. $88,000 a year here compared to a starting salary, but $136,000 in Sacramento and about $127,000 across the state last year. Some of them are going to the DA's office. Now, not just the money, it's the hours. They're working 7 days a week there. They're working 60, 70-hour weeks trying to keep up with this. And finally, it's just, the camel's back is broken, my friends. What's it going to take? It's going to take more money. It's going to take more money to pay them. And then when you hire and you get your lawyers, then the workload drops. So what's this mean? It just means is that there's certain crimes that are going to be not pursued.
It'd be a great time to ask for your trial to be dismissed.
Moved up. The office will prioritize cases, according to Stephanie Bridget, involving significant public safety threats, including violent crimes, sex crimes, physical and sexual abuse of children, domestic violence, elder abuse, and DUIs. Less serious cases will be delayed or placed in backlog status until staffing levels improve. So breaking into somebody's house, you don't cause, you're not physically assaulting somebody and all these things, they're not going to see the light of day.
Yeah.
Not for a long time. So what can fix this? Well, what's going to fix it is they get budgeted more money because these people who have been staying, been working there and working these long hours. Okay, here's an example down in another town south of us. I think it was along the coast, one of those Santa places and something or other. Same amount of people, same amount of cases, all right, criminal cases, twice the number of attorneys, twice the number, and maybe even 2.5 times the number of the support staff, you know, the paralegals and everything that do all that paperwork in there, that let the lawyers then kind of concentrate on the trials and doing and writing all that kind of stuff. Twice as many.
Wow.
And there's several others whose examples were like that. And Stephanie has been talking about this for 2 years on this show, for at least 2 years on this show, where we're heading. And now I think that final straw hit.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. And, you know, you can only do so much. Our police are doing a great job. Police and sheriff are doing a great job picking these people up. But here's your roadblock. Here's your single point of failure. Is the DA's office, when I say single point of failure, the single point that holds things up, because they're not going to have the people to do the work. Now, what do?
You have to budget them more.
Well, you would think that. You would think that that's, you know, I know the budget is, you know, the budget, but we're spending lots of money on strange things. It seems like we'd want to put the money into having a DA's office that could prosecute criminals. So, yeah, talk to your supervisor. See what they can do about it. All right. Let me see. Did anybody see the Ronda Rousey, Gina Carano mixed martial arts fight? It was on Netflix. It was, there was like 5 matches that were going. And Rousey and Carano were the last match. I was rodeoing, so I didn't get to see it. But when I came back, I flicked it on and fast-forwarded.
Yeah.
Fast-forwarded through all the fights so I could see the Rousey and Carano fight, right?
Right.
So, okay, so I'm thinking, well, Carano hasn't, you know, last time I saw Gina Carano, she was going through all the stuff with Disney.
Right.
I did not realize that she had gained the weight she had gained through this, you know, through all the stuff that was going on. And I noticed during when she was on the Mandalorian. Yeah, that she looked bigger.
Yeah.
You know, she looked bigger in each season. But she had gained 100 pounds.
Wow.
During her off time. Her last fight was 2006. And then she was, you know, maintaining. And then she got into these legal, you know, problems.
Oh, yeah.
Gained a lot of weight. So when this thing came up, and it came up like 1.5 years ago, that Rousey said, you know, I want to have one more fight, but I want it to be against another icon. I guess it was like 1 year ago when this was kind of being put together. It's really hush-hush. Carano lost 100 pounds.
Wow. That's amazing.
Got down to 140 pounds.
Whew.
So, yeah. I mean, over the year. And so here it was. This fight has been hyped for months. Rousey, Carano. And they come out, and they're both looking, you know, they both look really good. I mean, it's physically look good. And I show them training and everything. The fight starts. Carano comes out a little hesitant and comes in, and then they trade a couple punches, and then Rousey just takes her down.
Man.
Punches her in the head a couple times, and, you know, Carano's trying to fight it. Rousey locks a leg over Carano, takes her arm bars her over 17 seconds.
Wow.
That's it. The fight.
Wow.
17 seconds. If you had gotten up to get a Coke,
you would have missed
if
it.
If you had looked to your wife or girlfriend and said, hey, I'm really glad we're here, and turned around, boom, fight's over. It was kind of like Muhammad Ali when he fought Liston the second time.
Yeah.
It was over in like, what?
Like 10 seconds.
30 seconds in
like
the
that.
First round. And, if you know, people were still getting to their seats, and the fight was over.
Yeah.
But this one, she helps her up, and they're both hugging each other and crying and all this. Well, last time Carano had been in a ring, I think it was 2006. So what's that, 20 years?
Yeah, wow.
And last time Rousey had been in a ring was 11 years, but her last two outings where she got her jaw broke, and the other one just she got pummeled into unconsciousness. So she retired from that and went to, got into WWE, made millions of dollars there, I'm sure. She lives on a ranch with her husband, and I think they've got a kid or two now. But anyway, and not to be mercenary about it, but you know how much money they make for that?
Oh, I can only imagine.
No, no, it's not as much as you think.
Okay.
Rousey made $2.2 million, and Chrono made $1,050,000, something
like that. Wow, that's a good day's work.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. So, anyway, I don't know how many more of those they're going to have.
Probably not many more, I would think.
Well, you know, Rousey, that's what she did. She had like 9 first-round, you know, wins, and that's what she does. Her move is the arm bar. Her mom would wake her up in the morning, putting her in an arm bar.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, her mom was a jiu-jitsu champion, and of course, she was a bronze medalist in the Olympics. Rousey
was. I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, and so her big thing was she'd get that arm, and that was it. So you had to figure a way to keep her arm from her.
Wow.
And the way that... And she had to, and that was her method. She'd come in, she'd want to take you down and get you on the ground and ground to pound and then get that arm. Well, the two fights she lost were, Holly Holmes kept her at bay, and she tried to box with Holly Holmes, who was a world champion boxer, and until Holly Holmes then kicked her in the face and broke her jaw. Anyway, okay, looks like we got to take a break, and we will. Let's take a quick break and come back and see what else we have here. Oh, yeah. I've got a good story about the track championships and what happened there. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Our vote is more than a ballot. It's how we protect the future of our community.
For our families, our neighbors, and for the generations who will call Shasta County home.
That's why people across our community support Joanna Franciscan for Shasta County Clerk.
With 17 years of experience, she's committed to keeping our elections accurate, transparent, and secure.
Because protecting our elections means protecting our future. Vote Joanna Franciscan for Shasta County Clerk, June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscan. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscan for County Clerk 2026.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bach. 7:51 in the morning here on the 18th of May, 61 degrees going up to, 84 today. It starts in the 90s tomorrow for next week. So, hey, I want to remind everybody about the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council's 33rd Annual Memorial Service. We salute our nation's heroes. It's Saturday, May 30th at 11 a.m. Please join us as we honor military personnel lost in service to our country at Veterans Memorial Grove down at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All veterans, family, friends, and members of the public are cordially invited to attend a complimentary lunch immediately following the ceremony. And it's a good lunch, too. And that's going to be Saturday. Not this. It'll be on the 30th. Which is not this Saturday.
No.
It's on the 30th.
We're not which there
is,
yet.
Which is the true Memorial's Day. Memorial Day is the 30th of May. Okay. Where was I? Oh. The controversy has arisen again here in California about trans and trans athletes. A girls' track and field meet in California became the subject of national controversy for the second week in a row when a trans athlete swept three jumping events. However, that was to be expected. The athlete A.B. Hernandez won first place in high jump, long jump, and triple jump at the CIF. California Interscholastic Federation Southern Section Finals. So too did the girl who finished first based on the rule enacted last year that awarded any female athlete that finished behind a trans athlete a higher placement. Okay. What's this mean? Even though she finished second to Hernandez, she still got up there and got a first place finish.
Oh, interesting.
So now you've got the podium with all these people on it. And it kind of exemplifies how messed up we are here in California. Because we've just said that, they should be able to compete. But it's not fair. But they should be able to compete. But it's not fair. Oh, okay. Then we'll give the girls a first place too. If this isn't one of the weirdest things you're gonna see, there's like four people standing on the podium, if you have to create a shared podium for the boy competing in the girls event, you've already admitted you know he isn't a girl, that his participation is unfair. At this point, you're just seeking a public humiliation ritual for the girls. Riley Gaines.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. And when you see it, it's just kind of like...
It's a joke.
It is a joke. And yet, for some... We've fallen there in California, my friends. So here's the way the California legislature decided to settle. Oh, okay. Well, if the guys are beating the girls... The girls are going to get a trophy, too. Well, excuse...
That's kind of like giving an A to every student in the class, you know, regardless of how they do.
No, it's even worse than that.
It is worse.
It's just worse than that. So, okay. Well, what can I say? It keeps going. It just keeps kind of going like that. Yeah. Hey, an air show back on the East Coast. Two A6 intruders, electronic. This A6s are the big plane. They're a bigger jet. A6 intruder could carry like 15 500 pound bombs. That's how big it is.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but it takes off from a carrier and all those things. It can't. It can go off regular fields too. Well, they had two, electronic warfare. They're filled with all types of valuable stuff you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And see, this is a two-pilot jet that sit next to each other. Even though one's the weapons guy and electronics guy and all that, they kind of fly side by side. They had these out there at this air show, and during a maneuver, they hit each other. They bounced off each other and immediately crashed. But the good news... All four pilots ejected safely, and you could cover. You could probably, in a warm up corral at the Reading Rodeo is where they all landed. That's how close they were when they came down, because they all, when they hit, they knew what was going to happen. Planes
right,
and so they all punched out at the same time, and all their parachutes were coming down in the same location. Thank goodness, didn't look like anybody was hurt. Nobody was hurt on the ground. The last person killed, civilian, not a performer at an air show, was like 1952.
Wow.
But, and we haven't lost anybody in, the last 2 years as, participants, but they average like maybe one and a half a year at air shows, the participants, pilots,
right.
Or one time it was a hang glider, things like this. So... PG&E has announced it will begin implementing public safety power shutoffs across 15 California counties due to high winds and dry weather conditions. Glenn and Tehama counties are among the areas expected to be shut off. The utility company said the shutoffs can remain in effect through tomorrow as windy conditions are expected to persist. Well, we are in a wind advisory right now. And kind of following up, the Shasta County Sheriff's Office is going to hold a public meeting to provide a report on law enforcement equipment in its possession that could be classified as military equipment under state law. Legislation requires Sheriff's Office to disclose information about the equipment to both the public and the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. That's going to happen Thursday at the Larry J. Farr Community Center in the city of Shasta Lake. I'm wondering to see if I can drive that little armored personnel. It's an armored personnel carrier. I don't know what they call it, but it's armored, and you can put your people in it. You know, the big thing about that is, and they could use it in Sacramento several years ago when a police officer was shot and she was laying out, and they couldn't get to her.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't get their vehicle there. And nobody thought about driving a car. In between her and the shooter is held up in the house, and she died. But this way, they can use this. They can get in between the shooters and anybody that's been injured and get them treated. So, plus the fact if you're going into a situation where somebody's holed up in a house, and you can probably take this and push through the front door. Say, guess who? So, military equipment. Well, okay. All right, we're going to take a break from the news, and we have the Shasta County Citizens Advocate and Respect, and we got Taste of Africa that's going to be going on in this, and we're going to learn about that. And I had that last year, and it was pretty tasty. So we'll be right back after the news.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel good when you feel it. Give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good, and we'll all be feeling fine. La 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 la. La 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 la.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. A gun and a notebook that prosecutors say link Luigi Mangione to the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson can be used as evidence at his murder trial. That ruling today from a judge. The defense had argued that the items were seized illegally before a search warrant was obtained. However, the judge also ruled that other evidence that was found during an initial search of Mangione's backpack must be suppressed. The shootings were random. In Austin, Texas, 10 attacks injured 4 people over the weekend. Police have arrested 2 teens.
I think it touches everybody, and it doesn't matter if it was a car dealership that was struck or it happened to be a fire station or a police station. These are dangerous kids out causing havoc in this city, and they had to be taken into custody, and they were, safely.
Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis says they're now hunting for a third possible suspect. A defiant Iranian leadership is suggesting it's ready to fight again, and President Trump seems more than willing to oblige.
President Trump posting on social media, "For Iran, the clock is ticking, and they better get moving fast, or there won't be anything left of them." Shortly after a call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday, after he addressed his cabinet. This came after a drone strike targeted the UAE's Seoul nuclear power plant in what authorities said was an unprovoked terrorist attack. No major damage was reported. The incident highlights the risk of renewed war as the U.S. and Iran signal they would be ready to fight again, and tensions continue over the Strait of Hormuz. I'm Julie Walker.
North America's largest commuter railroad is not running the first weekday morning of a strike that has shut down New York's Long Island Railroad. Watching Wall Street, the Dow trading 71 points higher, the Nasdaq down 113. More on these stories, townhall.com.
I talked to a lot of great companies. Very few of them actually literally surprised me, but Fellowship Home Loans sure did. For over 20 years, Mike and Brian and the team there have been helping families do something most people think is more complicated than it has to be. Get into a home, lower their rate, or tap into equity they didn't even realize they had. Everything at Fellowship is done in-house. One roof. One great team, all with a servant-led mentality. From your first phone call to closing, you're going to get people who know you by name. They'll know your situation. They treat you like family. They're also offering a free mortgage checkup right now. Don't miss out. Rates are lower now than if you purchased or refinanced your home in the last few years. Many Fellowship customers are saving hundreds of dollars a month when refinancing, and there are no payments for 2 months. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG, or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Electronics giant Samsung has been hit by a strike in its home country of South Korea. The BBC's Jay Kwan is in Seoul.
This strike is really happening at a time when Samsung Electronics is in a golden age thanks to this AI boom. Their memory chips are flying off the shelf. If we look at the first 3 months of this year, their operating profit, $38 billion. And that is 8 times the profit from the same time last year. So what the union is saying is that, you know, we have been through with Samsung through the thick and thin, and we want a bigger cut of this sudden windfall. And they said they want Samsung to set aside 15% of their profit as bonuses for them.
The Congolese health minister announcing the opening of 3 treatment centers in eastern Congo as the Ebola outbreak continues. The World Health Organization declaring the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern. More than 300 suspected cases, 88 deaths. Townhall.com. A nationally known evangelist has died.
James Robison.
founder and president of Life Outreach International, has died at the age of 82. Robison rose to become one of the more prominent and popular conservative religious leaders in politics during the early 1980s. He was known for his television program, Life Today, that he hosted with his wife, Betty, which aired around the world. Evangelist James Robison, dead at the age of 82. John Scott reporting.
A former assistant principal is set to stand trial accused of ignoring warnings that a student brought a loaded gun to a Virginia elementary school. Ebony Parker was assistant principal at Richneck Elementary in Newport News when the six-year-old student shot and wounded his first-grade teacher. That happened back in 2023. Parker charged with 8 counts of felony child neglect. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here Monday, the 18th of May, 8:05 in the morning. And the news top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Alex is here. Don't let me
Good
that.
Morning, everyone.
Don't let me do that, Alex. I know I have to be retrained.
I have to take care of you.
Yeah, right. Okay, some national days today.
National souffle day or cheese souffle day.
Cheese souffle.
And then the National Sun Responsibility Day.
That's right. Sun Responsibility Days. Since when you hear the weather forecast, you need to take some responsibility here because today it's going to be sunny with a high near 84 with red flag warning on wind gust today or extremely high, and PG&E has already announced they're going to be implementing public safety power shutoffs across the area to in portions of Glenn and Tehama counties. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 90. It's going to be in the 90s the rest of the week through next Sunday, my friends, with Thursday being 97 and Friday 95, Saturday 94, and Sunday 93. So put on the sunscreen, put on your hats. Put on appropriate clothing so to keep yourself from being sunburned and getting parts of your body cut off later on. That skin cancer starts that shows up. Yeah.
It does. It does.
Yeah. So.
In fact, I had one on my nose just recently. So. Yeah,
it's no longer there.
It's no longer there.
Yeah, her nose is no longer there. It's interesting. She's wearing a strange mask. No, but be careful and take cautions. Now, the weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, Shasta Gas and Propane, out of Anderson. It's a family-owned company. They've been in the business close to 30 years, started by Chuck and Judy Kenny close to 30 years ago. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They provide outstanding service. They do a lot for our community in so many ways, beyond just providing wonderful service and propane service. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, and I'm here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
Good morning.
And there's an event coming up, and we have some guests.
That's right. We have two events actually coming up. We have the Taste of Africa, which is an eating event, which is always fun. And then we have Juneteenth a little bit after that. So I have with me today Mike Sila,
yeah.
And Miriam Kalmogo. And they're going to tell us all of the fun things that are available for people to do and how to get there and when they are.
Okay, so when's Taste of Africa? What's the date?
Taste of Africa is May 23rd, Saturday from 11:30 to 10 p.m.
Okay, that's this Saturday.
Saturday.
And it's from when?
11:30
to 10.
Yes.
Okay, and where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at 550 Cypress, right across Crown Motors.
Oh, that that open lot right
yes,
there?
Yes, that open lot right there.
Okay, so it's on Cypress across from Crown Motors.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And Sunday too. Sunday from 11 to 3.
Oh, okay, and Sunday it'll be 11 to 3.
Yes.
Okay, now, tell me about it. Taste of Africa.
Well, we call it Festaf, which means Festival Taste of Africa. It's a day where we want to showcase the African culture with music, dances, drumming. So we will offer drumming workshops, African dance workshops, and we'll have vendors and different groups. We have a group coming from LA originally from Burkina Faso. We have a group from Auckland, originally from Senegal and Gambia. This year we have we've always had a fashion show, but this year we have something special. We have Mike Silla. Mike Silla is a renowned designer from Senegal, but based in Paris. So we're lucky to be able to snatch him while he is here for the Afro culture from LA, and we were able to convince him to, hey, come see our beautiful city and participate.
It's very similar to Paris. You know, you probably feel like you just, oh my gosh, here we are again on the gosh, there's the Seine. Oh my gosh, and oh,
the Eiffel Tower.
Oh look, the Louvre.
But it's an honor to be here in Reading.
We're going to talk to you in a couple seconds here, yeah. Mike, because we're glad you wanted to come up here and visit us here.
Yeah.
Now, this was, you did this last year.
Yes, I did this.
Big success.
Yes, this will be the third year. So, definitely, the community is responding well. They really want to learn. So, we are bringing a different culture, and we're expanding. Mike is bringing the slam opera, which is like a mix of fashion, music, dances, poetry, all in one group, one stage. Mm-hmm. So,
spoken word. Mm-hmm.
So it's really we're innovating every year. Mm-hmm. We're bringing different groups, and we want to share that part, whatever we can from Africa here.
Haven't we had a restaurant open up?
Yes.
And it's
we have
kind
La Libella.
Like a taste of Africa, kind of like that?
We have.
And what's it called?
It's called La Libella.
Okay.
And it's such, I think we all from Africa are really proud to have La Libella here. Uh-huh. And we are inviting people to go. In addition to the food, they do the coffee ceremony, so they roast the coffee right there and they bring it to you, they have you smell it, and it's amazing. So, and they also showcasing the raw meat, the way that they make it, it's amazing. And I think that is on Thursdays that they do have that.
What's it called?
Great.
And I've had friends eat there, it's very tasty.
Yes,
What's it called again?
La Libella, and they are on Eureka Way.
Okay, La Bella.
La Libella.
Yeah.
Okay. On Eureka.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I am here with Mike Silla and Miriam Kalmogo. And we're talking about not just the Taste of Africa that's coming, but another event, which I'm trying to get down. Festa Africa.
Yeah.
And that's food. And then
Juneteenth.
So we'll be talking about that. We'll come back and be talking to Mike about what he's bringing to the table here, you might say. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give away two tickets to Glowing Wild, first caller. So, but this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. If you got a chip or a crack on your windshield, you need to go to the Windshield Whisperer. If you're not sure, you need to bring it down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street. I'm telling you, Jeff Wurst knows more about repairing windshields than anybody else here in town. I can just say that. He's been doing it close to 30 years. He's graduated from all the schools. I call him the Windshield Whisperer because he's been able to fix every windshield that rolls through there, no car, truck, SUV, or RV with the big windows. Jeff can fix it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. You've heard the story how he fixed one that, you know, when I sold the Red Rover, you still couldn't see that 8-inch crack that he had fixed 17 years before that. So I can imagine it's still going strong right now. I can't say enough about the work he does. He brings it into a climate-controlled area, fixes it, and then guarantees it. Like I said, bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. For the best.
For the best, call Worst.
There you go. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The sudden death of our Congressman Doug LaMalfa shocked us all and left a huge void of conservative leadership in the North State. With the support of the LaMalfa family, local Republicans, and President Trump, Assemblyman James Gallagher has stepped up to help fill that void. A family man from a farming family, a business owner, and Republican leader. No one is more prepared, more proven, and more able to do the job. Here's James Gallagher.
California has become the epicenter of fraud and waste in government. Over $125 billion have been lost to Medicare and unemployment fraud. $100 billion for a train to nowhere. And billions more spent on homeless programs that just don't work. Every dollar lost comes straight out of our pockets, making California the highest tax state in the nation. I'm James Gallagher. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message because you deserve better from the government you pay for.
Paid for by Gallagher for Congress.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting connecting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio calling in about 8:19 in the morning here on the 18th of May. 61 degrees going up to 84 today, but we got heavy winds, so watch out out there. I'm going to give away two golden tickets to Glowing Wild. These are good for any day between May 1st and June 28th.
And
that's
it's
right.
It's great.
It is great. It is super. It's probably the best one I've seen of all of them, including the, Garden of Lights.
Now, I agree.
There are certain days you can't go, but those are almost all passed. And it's only like two more days out of the whole time. So, first caller, you want to go to Glowing Wild? I got two tickets, 530-605-4567. And I hope you thoroughly enjoy yourself. I don't know why you wouldn't. It's great. Ready Rancheria is going to host its annual State of the Tribe this Wednesday, aimed at informing and engaging the community about tribal programs and initiatives. It's going to go from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. with seating available on a first-come, first-served basis. Admission is $50 per person. Well, a table of eight is priced at $345, and that includes lunch.
Lunch.
And not only that, you get a coffee table type book to bring home. And if you're wondering about what everything the Ready Rancheria does and, you know, that impacts on our city and county in the North State, you need to come to this. We've got a table there that and it's always, it tells you where all the money goes to. People, well, they get this. Well, it tells you where all the money goes. It talks about the money they put back into our community also. Mm-hmm. Do we not get a phone call for this?
Not yet.
Glowing Wild tickets here, these tickets. I can't believe it. What's going on out there? What's going on? I'm always getting phone calls before that. These are good for any day at Glowing Wild. People. Come on. I know you have me on speed dial. 530-605-4567. Come on down. I mean, you got till June 28th to use them. So don't tell me, oh, I'm pretty busy. This doesn't work. I'm going to go out in the street.
And sell them?
Yeah, no, these are given. Yeah, these are tickets you'd be paying like $28 for.
Yeah. Yeah,
so, there you go. Yeah. Okay, hey, I am here. There you go. I know you thought, well, I won't have a chance. Somebody will call first. I'm here with Miriam Kalmogo, and we're talking about, of course, the Festa Africa, food and music, and that's going to be happening on May 23rd from 11:30 to 10 p.m. That's Saturday. Now they're waking up. And the other one, and it's going to go Saturday and Sunday. And it's going to be on Cypress Avenue across from Crown Motors in that big open lot. Now, one of the people that's going to be there is a gentleman that you kidnapped out of L.A. named Mike Sela. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm
okay. Now, Mike, you don't live in the United States.
I come sometime in the U.S., like until now, like 10 years, but just like few times, New York Fashion Week, L.A. Fashion Week. But Miriam asked me to come and participate in this big event, and I think it's, for me, an honor to be here in Reading and participate to Wake Up Africa in another way, because the fashion one I do is like a high fashion. It's a one-of-a-kind piece, wearable art. And yeah.
Beautiful clothing is what he's talking
now,
about. Okay.
Now, do you live in L.A.? No, you live in Paris.
I live in Paris.
Like, he lives in Paris.
Yeah, Paris, France.
Yeah,
that
Paris,
would be.
France. Yeah, exactly. For 40 years. For now, 13 years.
You speak. Of course, you're native Well, you got.
I speak more French than English.
More French than English, but in Senegal, where you're from,
French is spoken there.
Pardon my ignorance on this, but French, it was a French colony at one point.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, so your French is better, but your English is great. It's much better than my French or Senegal.
And sometimes it's English.
And sometimes my English.
We mix everything. I speak five languages in Africa, you know.
Right. I was listening to you the other night, and there would be French, 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 something else, French, yeah. French, French, yep. English, yep. Something else, something else.
Being exactly. English here. So, I know you realized the right away you felt at home here in Reading because it reminds you so much of Paris. And I mean, you have the Louvre, we have the Sundial Bridge, you have the Palace of Marseille Palace, and we have the rodeo grounds.
Yeah.
You know, come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
you can see.
Yeah, you know what? Reading.
What?
Is a beautiful place
because you
have the nature.
We do.
The people is very friendly.
Yeah. And we do have that.
And they trying to open Africa in another way. And my sister Miriam tried to, you know, to make it happen. And it's important for me to put her because I know in the hurt, she helped a lot of, you know, people around, you know, this city. And, she needs support. For me, it's important to be part of this way.
You know? Well, we're really glad that you came. You know, Miriam has done a lot of stuff over the years here locally.
The way you get to know another people is it's people to people. It's not government to government.
Yeah.
Right.
People to people.
Yeah.
Where you come in and you share.
Yes.
You share your lives, and you share your art.
Yeah. And your food.
Yeah, food.
Art, food, clothes, all of this.
Movie.
The more we learn about each other, and there's less, and it comes down to it's less unknown, less fear, that, oh, my gosh, you know, I didn't know this.
Yeah.
You know, you see that when you go to the festival. Oh, I didn't know that. Things from that we use everyday life have come from Africa.
And Carl's been to Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So, Somali?
Well, I was in Somali.
Somali?
But probably not during the best times.
And
I think I stopped in Kenya a couple of times. Yeah. I was on my way to the Congo, and something happened there. But it wasn't quite. It wasn't there. Mm. We weren't quite enjoying the. What can I say?
The culture, the people,
the way it is, and it's a shame because Mogadishu at one point was one of the most beautiful, beautiful cities in Africa at one point. But anyway, getting away from that.
Yeah.
So you're bringing to the Festa Africa.
Festa of Africa.
What are you bringing to this, Mike?
Two things. The fashion show, because it's running, you know, we took little, some nice people around us, and they're going to come and participate. They're going to wear the piece when I bought here. It's one of a kind piece, verbal art, and it's gonna be the fashion show. And then we have another concept calling slam opera. It's like a poetry spoken word, and we're gonna mix with dance and storytelling, because we wanna tell the people what is the true Africa, the messages, and then we can, you know, give them more feelings and vibes and something, you know, when they have to share with the people. And then we have some musicians, because I have a instrument calling kora lir. It's like a guitar, sitar, kora lir. And that instrument going to give different people to be part of the event. We is another musician. We need some musicians like a bass, or if some people want to come and join us, because we need two more musicians, you know, if they want to come and jam, because the music is open. And then we have the poetry inside. And it's going to be something very original. Like when I go in other cities around the world, I do the same. I ask people to come and join us, and, you know, it's the same thing I want to do here, to ask the people in Reading if they want to come and participate, and then you're going to be more like a big band, or like, you know, like a collective. And
well, it's a real treat for Reading for you to come, you know. And I am looking forward to the close, personally. Now, that's what I like.
Now, we've got to take a break here. And when we come back, we want to talk about, is there a, like a list of events when they happen and that kind of thing. So, you know, sometimes we've got a lot of stuff going on the weekend, but, you know, you want to swing through. And, you know, there may be one side, like I want to hear Mike. Also, in fact, you brought your instrument, right?
Yeah, I have my instrument.
Now, maybe we can get you to play a little bit.
Really?
So oh yeah, so people can hear what it sounds like. Okay, so we'll do that after the break.
So you get ready during the break.
I have to come on the accordion.
Tune it. Now, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, is my barbershop. Found it 17 years ago. Maybe it's 18 now. Yeah, I guess 18 years ago. And never gone to another barbershop. It was founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. When I say it's off Athens Avenue, it's across the parking lot from the old Subway or Lucky Miller's, if that's what you remember. You can see the sign out there. You can make appointments like I do, so it works on your schedule. So you do not have to stand in line, you don't have to sit there. You know, it's a lot of fun sitting in there and reading the magazines, catching up on Car and Track, and they actually had a Saturday Evening Post in there that I love. It was from 1964.
Oh, but, good, because I think they don't print it anymore.
Yeah, they probably don't, but they're still in there. So you can make an appointment two ways. One, by using Booksy, and just go to Booksy and go to Cypress Square Barbershop in Reading, and it will show you all the dates open and times, and you make it, and they send you an email confirming it, and then send you an email that day reminding you you've got a haircut. Or you can call them at 530-244-9478. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's a real good one. And it's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
I got you, moonlight. You're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating. You, moonlight.
I'm Tracy Evans.
In Shasta County, we know how to stand together to defend our rights, our resources, and our way of life. Our local elections are no different. They belong to us. No matter our differences, we all want elections that are fair, accurate, and trusted. Our elections are not a stunt. Let's come together on this one. Protect the integrity of Shasta County's elections. Vote Joanna Franciscat for Shasta County Clerk June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscat. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscat for County Clerk 2026.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Look at your home from the street for a second. Now imagine it with rich, fresh color, clean trim, and a finish that looks great in the sunshine. Eagle Eye Painting can make that happen quickly and professionally. Our friendly crew focuses on the details through prep, careful edges, and a job site that's cleaned up when we're done. We're local, licensed, bonded, and insured, and we can walk you through the whole process in English or Spanish. Make this the season your home really stands out. Call Eagle Eye Painting at 530-410-1317 for your free exterior estimate. That's 530-410-1317 or visit 530painter.com.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
These days, families are feeling it. Groceries cost more. Gas costs more. Everything costs more. And for a lot of folks here in Shasta County, it's getting harder just to stay. That's why Supervisor Kevin Cry stands firm against new taxes, because he knows what happens when government keeps taking more. Small businesses close their doors, jobs disappear, and families, they're forced to leave the place they call home. While other candidates talk about raising taxes, Kevin Cry has taken a different path. Under his leadership, Shasta County has balanced its budget without piling more burden on you. Because Kevin believes government should live within its means, just like the families it serves. Times are tough, but we're in this together. And Shasta County needs leaders who stand strong, protect our families, and fight for our future. Re-elect Kevin Cry for supervisor. Standing up for Shasta County.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Kevin Cry, supervisor, District 1.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bond. 18th of May, 35 in the morning, and tomorrow, Ready Ranch rejoins us. Another guest joining us also. But Ready Ranch is on at 8 o'clock. And at least I think so, you know. It's early in the week. Welcome back. 8:35 in the morning here on the 18th of May. I'm going to go up to 84 degrees today, and we got wind gusts going. Red flag warning because of wind gust, and PG&E is going to be shutting down probably some electricity in Tehama County. Nothing around here in Shasta County so far. And we're here with Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, and Miriam Komoko, who is putting on the Festa Africa this weekend, the 23rd and the 24th, at right across the street. It's on Cypress, right across the street from Crown Motors. Food, dance, music,
fashion show.
Fashion shows, all of that. Yes. Now, also, somebody's going to be here that is kind of an honor, too.
Yes. We will be having our guest of honor, like the ambassador of the of Burkina Faso to the U.S.
Country in Africa.
In Africa. Yes.
West Africa.
Yes.
Used to be Africa. The Upper Volta for those of us who are a little older.
Yeah. Right. It's called Burkina Faso. And we invited him because if you're listening to the media, you know that there's like some kind of a change. And we have three countries, Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger, who came together and they said they want to be like what they called a united front, also against terrorism and everything. And it's called Alliance des États du Sahel. So we do have a lot of people here who know about that and who would asking me questions. I live here, so a lot of the things that I know is also through the media or talking with some friends. So we asked him to see if he could come and if people have questions. We do have a number of Africans living here. We have a number of Burkinabe also living here. But usually things happens like back south. So this time I'm like, come on, I might be the only Burkinabe in Reading, but I think, you know.
So you have three nations that are joining together.
Yes.
To fight terrorism in that area. Mm-hmm. And we don't think about it, but sometimes terrorism is an everyday part of life.
Yes.
In these countries.
Yes.
And we're blessed here, but it's not here. And
it
not
really is.
Where you have, I mean, and we're talking about set battles and
yep.
people being kidnapped and all of these things.
Yes.
And so, yeah, we're blessed here that we don't have that. And so to hear somebody talk about it and what they're trying to do to fight it.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And,
yeah.
Well, it sounds like Mike is getting ready out there. Yeah. This is a very interesting instrument. We're going to take photos of it after the show. And but it's, I think you said a guitar, a sitar, and something else. But
a kora.
A kora.
Yeah, which is a traditional, which is the kora is a traditional kind of like instrument.
Okay.
With a calabash.
So Mike's in here. Okay, Mike, why don't you bring that up? So okay, so you can okay. Now, so again, if I was going to describe this, it would be like the keyboard or the on a guitar, but then it's attached in where you would have the guitar body. It is a wooden bowl.
Calabash.
A calabash.
Calabash.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. But that's what it looks like, for us. That people don't know what a calabash is. It's a wooden bowl. Yeah. And okay, so have you been? Is this instrument that you see in Senegal, or is it all through Africa?
This instrument is like one of a kind.
Oh, okay.
It's a creation, innovation.
Oh. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Ten strings. 12 strings.
12.
12 strings.
Yeah, with all the accoutrements on it.
Mm-hmm. The name is Kora Lyre.
Kora
Lyre. It's like guitar, Kora Lyre, sitar.
Okay.
Like different song around the world.
Okay.
I can play with Africans, with Europeans, with Americans, with Indian, all over the world.
Well, can you play for a couple minutes for us here?
Play with your fingers, your fingertips.
Yeah, fingertips.
No picks here.
It's better with the hand because you can touch better.
It's an amazing instrument.
It's beautiful.
So, and we will have photos of this on our website, of course, and on our Facebook page after this. And my gosh. I have never seen that instrument before, much less heard it.
Created by him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is something that you invented then. Is this, you made this. You invented this.
Yeah, that one is the second one that I have. I have four different songs, different instruments. And every instrument is one song, unique song, original song, exclusive song.
And it's also electric. You can plug this in.
Electroacoustic.
Yeah. So
of course.
Yeah.
But today was acoustic. Wow.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. That was Mike Sela, and you'll be able to hear this on Saturday and Sunday down at the Festa Africa, and he's going to have other people coming in and jamming with them.
We hope.
You want to come in and play? Yeah. Bring your stuff there. Yeah. It'd be interesting.
There is guitar, saxophone. Yeah. Violin, violon. Huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Time to come in. Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we're going to talk about Juneteenth.
Yes.
And things that are going on that day. All right, we'll be right back.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Sisqu Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Sisqu Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Sisqu Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Our vote is more than a ballot. It's how we protect the future of our community.
For our families, our neighbors, and for the generations who will call Shasta County home.
That's why people across our community support Joanna Franciscan for Shasta County Clerk.
With 17 years of experience, she's committed to keeping our elections accurate, transparent, and secure.
Because protecting our elections means protecting our future. Vote Joanna Franciscan for Shasta County Clerk, June 2nd.
I'm Joanna Franciscan. Your vote is my commitment.
Paid for by Franciscan for County Clerk 2026.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 19th annual Taste of Reading 2026. Sunday, June 14th from noon until 4 p.m. at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great lines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages while listening to the Billies, Panda Express, Star Thistle, Preston Jacobs, and Cash featuring Ashley Black and Kane McGee. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Yeah. Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us 2212-642.
Turtle Bay's glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival is back and better than ever for 2026 at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with larger-than-life displays of plants and animals from around the world.
Including dinosaurs and icons from ancient Egypt.
Jump on the new Turtle Express for a fun ride through the show.
Glowing Wild is May 1st through June 28th, 7 to 10 p.m. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Monday after 2 days of non-rest. No, I tell you what, after the rodeo finished on Friday night, Saturday night, after it finished on Saturday night, we were there. Now, I will say this, I left at when the rodeo was over, mm-hmm. I stopped by the clubhouse, so I left at 10 o'clock, and the crowds and the traffic were at its peak, right? And when I left at 10, and by 10:15, I was on the freeway.
Huh? Good think, traffic management.
Think about that.
People, good traffic management.
People were, I could have been out sooner. Most people are very polite. You know, like somebody's coming in, you stop and you let them come in, and it's contagious. You know, if you let somebody in, they'll let somebody in. And then 10:15, literally, I was on the freeway. So, with all of those cars, and other people were having the same, obviously we're having the same, time frame. Like I said, tomorrow, Ray Rancheria is going to join us. We got the State of the Tribe. It's going to be Thursday, and they're going to talk about that. I'm sure today it's going to be sunny with a high near 84. The winds are blowing, so be aware of that out there, and it's going to be in the 90s, mid to high 90s through Sunday. So, and my guests today are Susan Wilson from Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Miriam Kalmogo, who is put together, is in charge of the Festa Africa, which is coming this weekend, and then Mike Sela, who is a world-renowned artist,
yep,
musician, and fashion designer, who usually hangs out down in L.A. When he comes into the country, he lives in Paris, and he's come up to join us. And you just heard him playing, and what was the instrument called?
Coralie.
Coralie, and there's only four of them in the world.
Yep.
And like I described, it looks like if you picture a guitar in the...
A 12-string.
A 12-string guitar, but...
But...
The body
calabash.
The body of the guitar would be, it's a calabash, but it's like a wooden bowl.
Yep. Okay.
And the music that comes out of it is just beautiful.
And it's electric.
And it's electric, and he's playing acoustic with us. So, okay, now.
I just love it.
That is going to be this Saturday, Festa Africa. Yep. It will be this Saturday. It starts at 11:30 on Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes.
And it goes to 10 p.m. And on Sunday, it starts at?
11.
11 and goes till
3.
Till 3. Food, music, dancing.
Mini film festival.
Yep.
Everything.
Yes.
And then we have Juneteenth that comes right after that.
Right. Juneteenth is June 19th?
Yes.
And what is that?
Juneteenth is freedom.
It's a celebration of,
yes,
of the freedom.
It's a historic. It's a historical date. And it was in Texas.
Yeah.
And even though the war was over, and Emancipation Proclamation had been signed, it had not been implemented in parts of Texas.
Right, because the Texans didn't know until somebody came and told them.
Yeah, nobody knew.
We did not have cell phones.
Because war was over in May and they didn't know.
Yeah.
And so the word got there on June 19th.
19th, yes, and on Galveston, Texas.
Yes. Galveston, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is now a national celebration?
It's a national celebration.
For the black community?
Yes.
For everyone.
Yeah, for everyone.
Yeah, and that's also why we're doing it at the Whistle Stop Park, which is downtown on Market Street.
Yeah.
For years, they've, you know, coached, they've had Juneteenth, maybe at the MLK Park, we had some at the Caldwell Park, but it was small, but not only, but people always seen it as the African American kind of like celebration. So we moved it downtown because we want to kind of like include a lot of, anyone.
It's American celebration.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And you know what, Miriam, you have worked so hard to share African culture with our people up here in the North State. And Festa, Festa Africa, which has been going on, this is the third year.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a success, or you wouldn't do it.
Yes.
It's kind of one of those things, you have it, nobody comes, and you don't do it the next year. But obviously, people are coming and enjoying it.
Yeah.
And then Juneteenth will be for everybody.
Yes. Juneteenth is for everybody. It's Friday, June 19th. From 5:30 to 10 p.m., and we invite people to come celebrate the Day of Freedom, Resilience, Remembrance, and Joy.
Is the street going to be shut down?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? This Market Street, that area there, we should shut that thing down every week and have some kind of event.
Yeah.
Because I tell you what, the street dance with everybody out there during Cowboy Week with
that was
the,
amazing.
You know, with, you know, the dancing and then, you know, we should have in this, our town, there's enough events. And when it does, it brings all these people downtown. It
helps, and all it different helps, people.
Yeah,
different
it
people.
Helps the economy. There's yes. plenty of parking. Yes. There's, mm-hmm. you know, we just, we're, right now we're just bounded by our imagination. Yeah. We got to get outside the box. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. something like you're having here, and then we have a Hispanic.
Yeah.
I know we have an Hispanic festival down there also.
Yeah.
And so there's, and it's good for our, it's good for our city. It's good for our people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll have live music. Food vendors, and community resources.
I have one question.
Yes.
Is there going to be fried okra down there?
For the Juneteenth? I'm not sure.
I cannot imagine Juneteenth not having fried okra, but there, I could be just bereft.
I would say for Juneteenth, as the taste of Africa, a way of including people is also we taking vendors from
different places. So
we don't know who's really going to be
cooking what
and cooking what.
Yeah.
And a lot, you know, we do have some people on the committee that could make the fried okra, but they are so busy putting the event. So
I know that. And you know what? I ask this all the time. Yes. You know, because you know, I grew up in fried okra,
uh-huh.
and my sister will send me photos of fried okra back from Chattanooga, Tennessee. She goes, yes. "Oh, this was really good," and I'm sitting there going, "Oh, as much as I love you, my darling sisters." You know, I hate you right now.
The first time I saw fried chips, okra chips at Winko, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It's not the
it's
same.
Not
but
it's
the
like,
same. It's
anyway.
Not the same, but
okay.
seeing it.
So that's Juneteenth. It's going to mm-hmm. be June 19th. It's a Friday. It's going to be right down here at Whistle
yes.
Stop. We're going to, you know, the street will be closed. There will be other vendors. And now, what's going to occur there? Is it just a party?
Well, we're going to have our speakers. We have the live music. And usually, how do you say? If you participate to the one before, we know that there is like a parade and like there is a New Orleans style band that will be there.
Right. That they brought from L.A., I think, or
the Bay Area.
It's going to be like the
Bay
ones
area.
That they come out there for the big funerals and all that, going down the street.
Yes.
Everybody's seen that, and that's going to be right here?
Yeah, it's going to be right here.
Okay.
On Market Street.
Okay. Fun.
Friday,
June 19th.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
A lot of stuff going on here.
Lot of stuff going on. I would say we say that like the reciprocal and the first up, we say that we are humanity and reciprocity centered. Carl, you
No, wait a minute. June 19th. We're talking June 19th here. This Friday.
No.
It's June 19th.
Yes.
It's this Saturday and Sunday is going to be the Fest
of
Africa. I'm sorry. That was my fault. It's not this Friday. It's June 19th.
It's June 19th.
Right. Of course,
it's
in
a month
June.
From here.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
But the Fest of that is this weekend.
This weekend.
Yes.
Okay. We got it. We got it right. Don't let me confuse you out there, my friends. I've been down there by myself.
Yeah, you know, and if you have any interest in speaking with the ambassador from Burkina Faso.
Yeah, he will be here this weekend.
He will be here this weekend. I don't know how you access him exactly, but, you know, give Reciproca a call.
Yeah.
That program, that building, and somebody will answer it and somebody will give you an answer.
Yeah.
And you can
set
that up.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Mike, that was really interesting.
Like to
hear
wonderful.
That. And you know what? It was really nice for you to hear you say how nice it is up here. You know, we have some great people.
It's a beautiful
part of the country. You know, we're not that huge cosmopolitan thing, but we always have something going on here.
Yeah.
That's good for our community.
I would imagine this Saturday is Dami Lola Afolabi doing something?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I think he's out of town.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay. So, all right.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for everything. And we ask the people to come because we wake them for to wake up Africa in another way. And Miriam, she is a very wonderful woman. We're trying to make something happened here in Reading, come on to join us.
Yes. We still need vendors. We're looking for, if you want to do fashion show, it's open. He brought a lot of materials.
Yeah.
So we do have enough. And he's also looking for musicians to join him.
Yep.
Or if you're doing slam poetry, he's there. He's been working with people. So every day you can just call and he will be there and working with
Miriam,
you.
Miriam, we need some models. You know that.
Oh, yes. Oh. Yeah.
We need like five more models.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Men and women.
If you want to model some living art, wearable art.
How do people get a hold of you then? If they want to do this, they want a model, how do they get a hold of
you? If they want a model, they can text 530-227-1264. 530-227-1264.
Okay.
They can also text 530-262-0892. 530-262-0892.
Do you have it on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, and what's it called on Facebook?
It's called the Festaf, Festival Taste of Africa.
Festival Taste of Africa, and you can get more information from there.
Yes.
And you can probably reach points of contact from there, too.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And have a wonderful, wonderful event this weekend. Okay. All right, everybody. Have a great day. Watch out for the winds out there. It is red flag morning because of the winds, and it's going to be about 84. That's not bad. Have a great day, and God bless America.
See you there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical.